This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion, well, there's no portion to the show. This is the third hour, so I don't have a hot key to push except this one. Which is a very, very important hot key to push. Because off we go. Class is in. It is 1911 University once again. And joined now by the self-proclaimed, yes, I am very cool, Joe Chambers.
At least according to my nine-year-old.
That matters.
I'm the coolest, according to Sophia. So.
Well, Sophia probably is a very shrewd judge of character. I will defer to her.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I've got a question, and not much. I'm, you know, just fighting the fight and trying to keep things right, trying to keep the internet on, you know, that kind of thing, which is that really, you know, we're supposed to be living in the age of flying cars. I used to watch the Jetsons when I was a kid. I wanted to be Elroy. Now I would have a hard time finding somebody named Elroy. Anyhow, more importantly, I saw Brandon published a picture today of a bunch of slides that you guys are, where you're putting the optics plate on it and everything. I did not know you cut slides that way. Are you changing up the game a little bit, trying to get a little more, I don't even know how you'd put it, just trying to, you know, change here and there?
Let me go look at what you're looking at. Did he put it up on,
I think it was on Instagram. Yeah, I think it's on Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, that's our RDS M plate, yeah. He does the install. He's one of the three guys that we allow to do the install of those.
So, are all of those 2011, 2019 slides? They look it.
I don't know. Some of them might be 1911 slides.
Okay. But they're basically that platform of gun. But, I mean... I'm talking about the way they're cut. No, there's four. I'm looking at a picture of four, and none of them look the same. And surprisingly, something that I would not normally see, or I don't think I would normally see, because I've only had experience with two of your guns, one gun didn't have a front sight. The gun that I have has a front sight, and it's all blended in. These look dovetailed.
Oh, yeah. He didn't do those front sights.
Okay.
Those are factory guns, probably STIs or Nighthawks or whatever.
Right.
And he's just installing the RDS M plates on.
I don't know. I see one that might be a Nighthawk. I don't know that I would.
There's one that's a Nighthawk, the silver one. The bottom one looks like an STI, like one of their DVC guns or something. I don't know what that gold one is. That's interesting looking.
So, yeah. in addition to the Chambers custom pistols, there's also some Chambers custom modifications that are available to people as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you have a 1911 or a 2011, and you want the RDS M plate on there, you can send it to. Basically, what you do is you get on our website, ChambersCustom.com. You go to the store where you'll find the RDS M plates for sale. And you purchase your RDS M plate, and you tell Heidi in the email that's provided where you want to send your slide, whether it's to Brandon in Louisiana, you can send it to AJ Zito over in Arizona, or you can send it to Dave Laubert up in Ohio. And then we send your plate to them, and they install it for you and send it back.
The RDS plate. The thing I like about the RDS plate is I have I've messed with optics on other guns, other platforms, and the RDS plate is the one true universal plate that I've seen that accepts all of them without any sort of mod done to it.
Yeah, it'll accept the one we have currently that's in production will accept any RDS red dot sight that has the original RMR footprint. So an RMR, an RMR-02, an RMR-06, RMR-09, it'll accept the Holosun 507C, the 508T, and the various variants and changed ones of those that they've made here of recent. And then I have a plate that I've already made a few prototypes for guys for that is a acro plate, so you can put your acro on your 1911 or 2011. And then sometime next week or the week after, I will be getting a 509T Holosun in the shop, and I will be designing a plate for that.
Yeah.
And so probably after the first of the year, we'll bring out the other two plates for commercial sale, the acro and the 509T plate, and get that underway.
Now, as you know, and I want to talk about this a little bit because of some of the things I discovered. When I recently put a video up on YouTube called the Fat WMGC Deep Dive. And it wasn't really a deep dive per se, simply because I'm not technically minded. Although Joe is going to, hopefully we work this out where Joe's going to be in the video with me for part two, where we actually do more of an engineering type deep dive. But one of the things that I was sort of stunned about is I expected the Fat WMGC to be much heavier in the when I put it on the scales than the Staccato P4.4 that I was using as sort of a control, a control basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not the case. It was 2.3 ounces unloaded.
Yeah,
with the optic on it. No, it isn't. No, it is not.
If you take the optic off, they're the same.
Why would we take the optic off?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I understand. But that was the point I was making. With the optic on it, it adds 2 ounces, 0.2 right. ounces to it. And the other part of it is that the balance on the gun, I have never, drawing the gun and sticking it out there in front of you, and that's exactly the way Fisher would explain it. He would not say punch it out. He would say stick it out there and put the optic on the target. Cover the target with the optic. That's all he would say. That's his science. That's easier to do with that gun. I was a little stunned.
I'm glad you feel that way.
I thought it might be about 3 ounces. Why are you glad to feel that way?
Well, because I put a lot of time and effort into the design of that plate, which allows it to sit at the right angle so that you present it really easily.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're definitely going to talk about that. We're coming up on the first break. I'm going to be doing a part two of this, and what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find some 1911, 2011 shooters and take them out and let them shoot this gun, because somebody pointed out to me on Instagram that there's not that many Fat WMGCs out there. How many were out there how many did you build?
In the first run of 10 Fat WMGs, there were only 3 or 4. And in this next run that Eric's working on right now, there's probably 12 or 14.
Yeah, it's quite the rare beast. So I'm gonna stick it out there, and we're gonna take a look at that. You can find Joe. You can find what Joe does at ChambersCustom.com. You can find him on Facebook and Instagram at ChambersCustom, and he is the professor of 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And I saw something the other day on your Instagram that I wanted to ask you about because you've got something, I think, this must be Nat Stevens' thing on from Tough Products.
Okay.
Where it's the three guns and the Jiminy Cricket holsters.
Oh, yeah, that was Nancy,
okay. So yeah, that's a Yeti. That's a Yeti in the middle holster.
Correct.
and it conforms to the geometry of the Chambers custom pistol, which is just a little bit thicker, right? Is that what you're telling? Am I to understand that?
The Yeti, is it thicker?
Well, I mean, my Fat WMGC is a little itty bitty bit thicker than, say, the Staccatos are. Because I was like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the lookout for the holster to wear with this.
Yeah, the single stacks, they're the same thickness.
Oh, okay.
They're not the slide, and honestly, the thickness of the slide is inconsequential to holster fit. It's 0.001ths of an inch, which
right.
is the thickness of 3 human hairs. Where it gets people is the thickness of the frame. Because a lot of the companies out there that do the wide bodies, the 2011s, their frames are cut quite a bit thinner where the light rail is. So if you're not running a light, it's an issue. If you're running a light, it's a non sequitur.
So that probably would not work for me then, right? Huh?
No.
The 3IA holster.
No.
Still the search goes on.
Yeah. Somebody told me the other day they're using a Garrett Industries holster for like a HK23 or something like that. I'll have to ask. It was my buddy Scott using a Garrett Industries holster. He likes it a lot. It's like carbon fiber looking, really cool, high speed, low drag looking holster.
Well, I know that. See, I'm looking for two kinds of holster. I want a good outside-the-waistband holster to wear for just day-to-day. And then I want something that I could put on a belt in case Antifa shows up at my house and I want to put on my new belt with my new holster and then go out and play with Antifa.
Hmm. Yeah, that would probably be a safari land then if you're going to do that.
Yeah, and aren't they supposed to be coming out with one for your gun? You're breaking up on me.
Just wrapped up their holster gun that I've got to send off to them. It's an inert gun shaped piece of metal that they're gonna use to test the holsters with.
I know that a lot of people like Steve, and I've seen another guy on YouTube who he's done a couple of holster videos for the Chambers pistols, and I just can't find the models that are in stock that correspond to the ones that Steve, like Steve's told me about one that would work for, it's made for a Smith & Wesson M&P 45 ACP long slide, which I happen to have one of those here. And he says that holster would work with my gun, except my gun is a commander length. And that's why.
Chop it off.
Yeah, I'm looking for something to fit the gun. I don't want to have something that is, this is a very nice pistol. It needs to be dressed right. Anyway. So, just as an administrative note, have you figured out yet if we can do the video Skype call and make this video?
Oh yeah, I think we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I got an interest. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's. I think that would be integral to this, simply because you have quite the fan base, Mr. Chambers. Quite the fan base. I mean, the people who know who you are. Yeah, they're. As a matter of fact, if I wanted to make a lot of money, I'd try to coerce you down here to come sign some autographs. So anyway.
So I got to ask an interesting question last night. I want to bring it up since this is 1911 University, and
yes,
we should talk about some 1911 fixes stuff.
Okay.
A friend of mine sent me a message on Facebook. His name's Daniel. Hi, Daniel. And he says, I got this gun, brand X. I won't mention the name. And he says, the only thing I've changed on it is I put an Ambi on it because I'm a lefty. And he says, the trigger is intermittent. Sometimes it's a great trigger. Sometimes you have to squeeze the snot out of it to make it go off. He says, what do you think it is? So I typed back to him. I says, it's the over-travel screw in the trigger. And he said back, he says, How do you know that? I says, just trust me. Check and see if the over-travel screw and the trigger's loose. So he got an Allen wrench. He checked it. It was absolutely loose. So he backed it all the way out, put a little Loctite on it, put it back in, set it properly, and off he went.
Right.
So the reason I want to talk about this is a common question I get from people. You know, my trigger's intermittent. Sometimes you have to pull it really hard to make it go bang. Sometimes it's great. Here's the deal. For all the listeners out there that are they're working on their own guns or thinking about working their own guns or they have a problem, the little screw that goes in the front of the trigger is called the over-travel screw. It stops the trigger from going back too far. From the manufacturer, most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time, the manufacturer depends upon the little piece of 7-cent Loctite tape that comes on that screw from the trigger makers to hold that screw in place. And it will for a little while until you shoot some rounds through it, and then it will start to break free. And what will actually happen is the screw will move as you're shooting the gun. It will rotate in and rotate out and rotate in and rotate out. And it doesn't have to rotate much for you to get inconsistent pull. When we set the over-travel screw here in the shop for the guns we build, literally a eighth or a tenth of a turn can make or break whether or not it goes off or not. So it's something to keep an eye on your own personal guns out there, you know, as you're dealing with them over the years and you're shooting them. If the trigger becomes inconsistent and it becomes hard to get it to go bang when you pull the trigger, you got a really monkey on it. That screw has probably come loose and worked its way in, and it's preventing the trigger from coming back far enough to make the hammer fall, to disconnect the sear from the hammer.
Right.
And all you do is you take it out and you adjust, you know, you put a little Loctite on it, clean it off, put a little Loctite on it, put it back in so that it's adjusted properly, and off you go. That screw is not a trigger weight adjustment screw.
Right. Okay.
I get that question a lot too. People are like, well, I tried to adjust the weight of my trigger with the screw in the front of the trigger. No.
Hang on right there, if you would. Hang on. We're coming up on the next break. We'll continue with that part of the university. When we get back, you can find them at ChambersCustom.com, Chambers Custom on Facebook and Instagram. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the White House is working hard to save lives as the coronavirus rages across the United States.
We've continued to be on the same mission we've been on throughout the course of this year, and that is to save American lives, and to work every day toward that day that we put the coronavirus in the past.
The Vice President and others holding a White House coronavirus task force briefing as cases continue to rise. Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health also reminding everyone regarding those coronavirus vaccines.
We need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed in an inappropriate way. This is really solid.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 45 points to close at 29,483. USA Radio News. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Americans will accept the presidential election results once all the votes are counted and recounts are finished.
Every legal vote should be counted, every recount should be finished, and every legal challenge should be heard, and the state should finish their work.
California Republicans saying there are still some election results outstanding.
We're still counting a number of congressional districts that still are out there that have not been called yet.
A Wisconsin judge is ruling that the man who gave Kyle Rittenhouse a rifle used to kill two looters during civil unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, will face trial. Authorities saying there is enough evidence to charge the 19-year-old with two counts of intentionally giving a dangerous weapon to someone under 18. Officials allege Black took money from Rittenhouse to purchase the AR-15 semi-automatic weapon. Rittenhouse claims the killings were in self-defense as he was attacked first. His defense team has video that they say proves that. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And we were talking a little bit of actual 1911 University stuff. And now this explains, when Joe gave me his business card, it just said, because I'm Joe Chambers, dude.
It did not.
Well, it should. It should. I've met one other guy like you that could make a call like that over the phone and be correct. But I've met lots of guys that try to make those calls and they're always incorrect. I'm like, well, no, that's not the case.
Yep. So, believe me, I know all about that. And speaking of that funny joke about my business card.
Yes.
Allow me to take a couple minutes and tell you a story in real time.
Okay.
You probably read the story on Facebook, but I'm going to tell you on the radio show.
Sure.
So, back in 2009, I went to the SHOT Show, and I was sitting in a ballroom at a banquet table, getting ready for a meeting of a bunch of pistol smiths all together. And this gentleman rolled up next to me in a mechanical electronic wheelchair. And his wife was walking beside him, and he said, hello, young man. Do you know who I am? And I said, no, sir. And he says, I'm Terry Tussey. I'm effing famous.
Okay.
And he laughed, a great big laugh. And he used the word effing, not the F word. And I laughed and I shook his hand. I said, man, nice to meet you. You know, you're a legend in the business. He goes, can I sit next to you? And I said, sure, yeah. So we sat next to each other in the banquet and we swapped phone numbers and cards. And he says, if you ever need anything, you call me. I'll be glad to help you. Great. I knew at the time that Terry was, I didn't know who he was because I'd never seen him, but I knew the name and I knew that he was Steven Seagal's gunsmith and had been for decades. And so a couple years later, he passed the mantle of that job to me, and I began doing Steven Seagal's gunsmithing exclusively, and which is a great thrill. You know, I mean, Steven and I have been friends for a long time now, and And I was at SHOT Show again, and Terry Solomon came wheeling over in his little car wheelchair thing that he had. And he says, "Hey, I know you, young man. You're effing famous." And then he laughed real big. You know, we had a nice conversation. And over the years, I had a number of occasions. I had great conversations with Terry. If I ever had a weird problem, something I couldn't figure out, I knew I could call him among a couple of other guys in the industry and get a straight answer and probably a solution to it. And he was a great gunsmith. He was a legend. He was an innovator of the finest sort from way back in the day. And he was also a good friend, and he passed away a couple nights ago. And we are in the 1911 gunsmithing world, we are all lessened by Terry's passing. There was only one Terry Tussey, and there will ever only be one Terry Tussey.
So, as Mr. Seagal's gunsmith at the time, now the guns I used to see him carry, with the exception of Above the Law. The ones in Above the Law were just pretty much just standard out-of-the-box guns, or so they looked to me. But like in Hard to Kill, this dude, he was running something with an integrated compensator and a nice flat-top slide and all this other stuff that I thought was, okay, well, what kind of prop master is doing this? And I didn't know anything about him at the time. And so does Steven Seagal use a lot of his own guns in his movies, or did he?
Well, all the guns that you see used in those movies that are firing are replicas of his real guns that fire blanks only. And I actually learned how to do that on a movie set that I was on with Steven from a famous movie gunsmith named Randy Moore, who took me under his wing for a week and showed me all the ins and outs of making guns capable of firing only blanks. Once you modify one to fire only blanks, it can never fire a regular bullet again. It won't even chamber one properly to ignite it. But a lot of the guns that you see him firing are actual replicas of those guns. And then there are certain scenes in movies, like he did a movie a few years ago where on the table was laid, I don't know, 8 or 10 1911s, and he was talking to the guys in the movie about them, you know, and what each one was good for and whatever. And those are his actual real guns. They're obviously not used during the shooting parts of the movie because they don't want any dangerous stuff going on, and they won't function with blanks anyway. A blank firing gun has to be specially modified to cycle properly with blanks. But yeah, I mean, we've had a number of the guns that I've either rebuilt or built for him featured in those movies, and it's always fun. You know, Terry had that for years and years, you know, in the movies, and it's pretty neat.
So I guess the question becomes then, now I always thought a gun designed to fire blanks was simply a closed barrel to give it the back pressure enough to at least make it go off and maybe make the slide function. Is that not the case?
Yeah. No, they're not completely closed barrels. You put a plug in the muzzle into the barrel, and you have to drill it out, drill a hole through it in accordance to what powered blanks you're going to shoot. So if you're shooting full-powered blanks, you need a bigger-sized porthole. If you're shooting softer blanks, you need a smaller porthole to increase the pressure. But there's also modifications you have to make to the slide itself, because a blank round is the same length as a loaded round, even when it's fired. And so it has to be able to get out of the gun even after it's fired. So you have to modify the ejection port. You have to modify the top end of the barrel so that it doesn't lock up like a normal gun would. There's a number of tricks and techniques that have to be done, and a blank gun will still absolutely kill you deader than a rock, because out of that little tiny porthole in the muzzle end is coming fire and pressure.
Right.
And so if you get shot point blank range to the head with one of those, it will kill you deader than a stone, boy. So they're still very dangerous, but they just won't chamber or function with a live round.
Isn't it sort of a rule that they can't actually point a gun at someone that has blanks in it nowadays? Because, you know, you had John Eric Hexum, who killed himself accidentally with a blank-loaded pistol, and then Brandon Lee was killed with a blank-loaded pistol that also had a dummy bullet in there and actually had the slug in there. So have they changed those rules? Can you actually point that at somebody and pull the trigger on those things on a movie set?
I don't know. I mean, that's something I don't have any knowledge of in that regards. I just dealt specifically with the functioning of the guns and how to make them run, not the acting side of it. I'm not an actor.
Very good. Very good. I understand that. Coming up on the next break, and I'm in the middle of something. I haven't been able to do as much as I wanted to do with the Chambers gun. I have carried it. I have shot it. I haven't shot it enough. And we're in the middle of doing a deep dive, and very shortly, Joe is going to be collaborating with me on that video remotely. And then we're going to take it out and shoot it and see what we get out of it. But for people to get involved with Chambers Custom, there's a couple of things you can do. First of all, if you're just interested in them, go check them out at Chambers Custom on Facebook or Instagram. And if you really want to get involved with them, then you have to go to ChambersCustom.com. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896.
That's 800-880-1896.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And have you seen the speculation that's going on Facebook about you and possibly getting another pro?
No.
You haven't seen that?
Oh, about Kyle?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that'll happen. I mean, the only place I've seen that is on my own Chambers Custom page. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know anything about Mr. DeFore. I've heard very good things about him. But then I mean, currently with the way you try to do things, wouldn't that put undue pressure on you to try to create 25 more guns a year?
Yeah, and that's the deal, you know. I mean, eventually I'll rotate somebody out and somebody in just to keep things fresh, you know. But right now we've got all the stuff for 2021 outlined already. I'll be releasing Jared's new 2021 gun, probably in a couple weeks, and Chuck's 2020 gun is already underway. And we already have his 2021 gun designed. And then I've got a new gun that I'm bringing out with Fisher, the YC squared gun, which will be amazing. So, yeah, I mean, I got guns for the guys to build, and I don't want to overload everybody.
I get it. I've been trying to get Joe to do one with me, except he doesn't want to put a bottle opener on one of his guns. Anyway, as far as the guns that that you're looking at for 2021, I'm sure they're going to. And correct me if I'm wrong about this. One of the reasons that you do a limited run of guns is so that you can make changes to those guns without having, you know, a bunch of models of guns that you built a few years back and then saying, well, I still got to maintain building those guns. And then before you literally have nothing that you keep in stock. It's either under construction or it belongs to you, Eric, Brandon, Dave, something like that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very rare that we have guns in stock. I have a client that messaged me the other day. He has one of my guns that I built for him in 2015. It was new in the box and never shot, never handled, because he's been out of the country working and he needs to sell some stuff. And with coronavirus going on, so he asked me if I would sell it for him. So I sent one client a text and it was sold in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So yeah, we don't. I get asked all the time, you know, hey, you got anything in stock? I'd be interested. I wish we did. But every time I think, yeah, we're going to put something in stock, we just, it sells. So,
yeah, I imagine that would be the case. I would imagine that most people that own these probably come to you to help sell them if they do decide they have to sell them. I have heard it said that nobody has ever seen a Chambers gun for sale like on Bud's Gun Shop.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I've never even seen one for sale that I built on Gunbroker. I've seen a few of them for sale over the years on, like, 1911addicts.com or whatever, and it was only because I didn't know about it. Otherwise, I would have sold it for the person.
Right.
You know, but they don't... Secondhand just doesn't happen very often, and when it does, I'm usually part of the deal getting made, so...
Yeah.
And I like it that way, though, because that way, the gun can come back here, I can look at it, I can make sure it's all, you know, well and good and everything good with it, and there's no issues or whatever, and then when it goes on to the new owner, you know, it's still under warranty. You know, it's a certified gun. I can make sure that, you know, that person isn't going to have any issues with it, and it's represented exactly as it was sold.
Which I would imagine for you, you don't want to let a gun out like that unless it is 100% ready to go, do you?
Right.
Yeah, so... So there's that. I called Joe the other day because I thought Joe had a gun. He had made reference to a gun that he was going to let me demo, and I'm ready to shoot some more video. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to send it to you as soon as I build it.
No, it's built. It's just not blued.
Oh, well, you know. But it's not finished.
Yeah.
As soon as you finish it. Maybe that's what you said.
Yeah.
As soon as you...
Yeah.
So you know, I get that. I understand that. One of the reasons I'm doing what I'm doing is to share.
Did you know that toilet paper is in short supply again?
No, I didn't. Where?
Yeah. Just random thought. Did you know that people are hoarding and buying all toilet paper again?
I really don't know why, though, if they
are. It's insane. And it makes me want to do something like I was talking to Eric. I said, it makes me want to go buy packs of toilet paper, bring them to the shop, open them very carefully so they can be sealed back up, take all the rolls out and split them in half and put them back in the package.
Double your money.
No. Take them back to the shop and put them back to the store and put them back on the shelf so that when people buy them and they open the package and the rolls fall in half, they're like, what the heck just happened? You know, demented sense of humor, I guess. Because nobody would be using two patches of toilet paper, trust me.
They'd
be upset.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you what I managed to do, and this is more important to me than toilet paper, just in case, because it becomes a thing. I managed to get a hold of 1,000 rounds of hollow point 9mm today.
Oh, that's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's very good. Last week I actually got in 10,000 9mm bullets that I'm going to load, so.
Yeah, the ammo. I'm waiting to see when the ammo thing catches up. The other thing I'm waiting to see is when the gun thing begins to catch up, because the gun thing is an issue right now.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see. As an interesting aside, I made this presumption. I still don't think all the gun owners voted in this election. What do you think?
Well, I think they voted. I think the Minion flipped their votes.
Well, that could be. That very well could be, because Sidney Powell's out there talking about how Trump won in a landslide, and he's probably gotten more votes than any president in history, much more so than Barack Obama, and they flipped it. So that may very well be the case, but that would mean, I think there's somewhere around 150 million gun owners. That's the thing when I say most of them didn't vote.
Well, I know some gun owners that didn't vote for Trump. I have a couple of clients that are pretty diehard Bernie voters.
Well, they probably got hammer scorecarded too. when Bernie was in the primary. That probably happened too, but we'll find out.
Absolutely.
We're going to find out in time.
I hope so. I hope they get it all squared away, because the issue it raises for myself and many people that I know is, why vote? If your vote's going to be flipped, or it's not going to be counted, or it's going to be thrown away by some lazy old person in the ballot box or the post office, why vote? Screw it.
Yeah.
What's the point? And that ain't the way it should be. That's not the way our republic was built.
Nope. It's not the way it should be, without a doubt about that. I'm about to run out of time. So I will be in touch with you here very shortly. I'm trying to get the range time lined up before I start bothering you about doing the video call.
Hey, whenever, man.
And of course, for those of you that want, you're interested in looking at a Chambers gun or something like that, or you're interested in getting in line for a Chambers gun, you got to go to ChambersCustom.com. There, Heidi is going to hook you up, and then you wait. And when it gets to you, the wait is worth it. Trust me on that one. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
All right. Going to be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.